From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. 78 former U.S. ambassadors to African countries sent a letter to the White House expressing deep concern over President Donald Trump's reported comments referring to African nations as S-hole countries. The former U.S. ambassadors wrote that they hope Trump will reassess his views on Africa and recognize the important contributions Africans and African Americans have made and continue to make to our country. During Thursday's briefing, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the president denied using the vulgar word as reported.
Our relationship with African nations is much broader than any one alleged comment that was made. I think the people on the ground that we work with in the African nations know very well of our commitment here at the State Department and the United States government.
African ambassadors based in Washington are reportedly planning to meet Friday to discuss what actions to take in response. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday that 2016 was the hottest year due to the warming effects of El Niño, while 2017 was the warmest without an El Niño event. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Thursday, WMO senior scientist Omar Bador told reporters it's the trend that counts.
Of course, the ranking warmest or second warmest is not the big story. The big story is the trend. So you have to look to the trend. And also some manifestation of that warming with respect to other climate features like the sea ice.